And now to a much more raucous music scene and a Kansas City institution, the Mutual Musicians Foundation, an all-night venue where professional and amateur jazz musicians continue to rub shoulders and jam until the early morning hours.
For over 80 years, the small two-story building at 1823 Highland Avenue has been the heart of Kansas City jazz. Today, it's the Mutual Musicians Foundation, but in 1917, the building became the headquarters for the local 627 Colored Musicians Union. Over the decades, nearly every jazz great in the country has jammed here, and the all-night weekend jam sessions have also served as training grounds for jazz students. I spent a late night there to find out what draws audiences and what keeps them until the 6 a.m. closing time.
I'm Sandy. I'm from Kansas City. This is my favorite place in Kansas City.
What makes it your favorite place in the middle of the night, no less?
Well, this is when I want to listen to good music. And this is when I get good music. But I just do it. It's the best, I think. It's the right kind of people. It is. It's not for everybody, and I don't want everybody to be here. I want to be here with these people, and this is who we get. Like, it's good. It's good times.
We're having a great time. We love it here. This is awesome. It's a wonderful time.
What makes it so awesome?
Everything. The atmosphere. Everybody's having a good time. Starting to get a few more people in here. It's a good time here.
I've heard really great things about this place, and I just came here with friends because I got off work. And so I want to go somewhere that stays open later than where I work.
My name is Shovik.
So what brings you here in the middle of the night to hear music?
I love music which like lasts really long, because otherwise my evening would have gotten over by what? 12, 1, 2. But this place like goes on, maybe 3. But you know, you find interesting people out here even till 5 o'clock in the morning. So that's the reason I'm here.
Maybe it's the revival of the 18th and Vine District, or maybe it's the recent upgrades to UMKC's jazz program. But whatever the reason, the foundation has seen an influx of especially talented, enthusiastic musicians in recent years.
Well, what I want to know is, what motivates you to play music in the middle of the night?
That's my life. It ain't who I am. It's what I am. It's music. That's it. I wouldn't live if I didn't do this.
Oh, it's a musician thing. We all support each other. That's why. So.
What's your instrument?
Oh, sax. Play sax.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So you come here every weekend?
Yeah. Plus, I live right around the corner, so that's why I moved down here, really, just to be around here.
What are you doing here in the middle of the night with your instrument?
Playing music. Trying to learn a little bit about this thing they call jazz.
And what instrument do you play?
Alto saxophone.
And what's your name?
Keegan Jacobs.
And you're not sleepy?
No, you can't sleep when you want to get better, when you want to learn. You gotta put in the time and the effort to get ahead.
What are you doing playing music up all night?
You know what? It's the best time to play music. It's the bewitching hour for some. But for others, it's the hour of creativity and, you know, when you get to let loose and have a good time. You know, off the clock. You know, you had to play the gig with other people and you had to play a certain way. Now you get to loosen up and enjoy yourself.
Because you're here a lot overnight, aren't you?
Yeah, every weekend. Every weekend I can be.
What brings you here? Some would say, let me get some sleep or I'm getting tired.
To me, it's all about the, the music and being connected to the ancestors. Because that's the reality for me, is there's not a place like this in the world. And this is the only place where I can come and feel genuine connection to, you know, those who actually had to enter back doors and even before that, so that I could be able to be up all night and play, you know. So it's a beautiful thing for me to be able to enjoy that. So I take every opportunity I can.
But of course, there's more than music going on at the foundation. In order to preserve the late night jazz club tradition, the foundation has worked hard to arrange a situation that's unique in Missouri. It's the only place in the state that is legally permitted to serve alcohol all night long. Vice President Anita Dixon explains how that happened.
Well, it's quite a bit of lobbying, first of all, by previous board members trying to get the state legislation to understand how important it is to preserve a tourism entity that did what it did. Local 627, you know, was what it was. People would get off from the clubs at night, get off from the hotels, the blacks, and because we couldn't stay in the downtown hotels, we would come back into our neighborhoods. When we come back into the neighborhoods, it was an all-night party. It was for the musicians, mostly, to just keep things going. To understand that is to understand cultural tourism. In cultural tourism, it denotes that whatever happened someplace that made it famous and important to an area or to tourism needs to continue. So after they heard the arguments and heard the understanding of why it was important to do that, they then granted the only 6 o'clock in the morning liquor license for the Mutual Musicians Foundation.
While alcohol is undoubtedly a part of the late night atmosphere, the real spirit of the foundation comes from the magic of the music.
But something on occasion takes over, and the music is really, I won't say strange, but like it's being channeled from someplace. And you can see it in the musicians, and you can see it in the audience, and you can see it because everything gets real still. And the musicians are just swinging in this thing, and it doesn't seem like it stops. So they don't let it. It just keeps going. Somebody jumps on stage to add something to it, or somebody brings something into it. And I've witnessed that so many times now that that tends to be the thing that sticks in my mind the most. You know, that this is a very spiritual place because of, you know, depending on if you're that kind of person or not, or believe that kind of thing, the foundation will make you a believer.